Now I want you to meet Feza Sultan, born in Iraqi Kurdistan. She worked as a translator for NGOs until one morning when Saddam Hussein's troops entered her city. They were there to kill anybody affiliated with Americans. Feza and thousands of others were evacuated by the U.S. military. She found political asylum in Seattle in 1997. Feza Sultan is still working as a translator. She's also a poet. And she told KUOW's Elizabeth Austin how her life affects her poetry.
To be a poet, it means that you look at the world and you look at your surrounding very differently. It's not your choice. You were born like that. And what's going on in the Middle East, and especially in Iraq, is very, you can just see it in my poems. I live with them. I live with the victims. They live with me. I woke up with them. They woke up with me. And they are in every line of my poems. I decided, or they decided, some way, I became the voice of the victims of Iraq.
Your second collection of poetry, I Am a Visitor on This Earth, was translated from Arabic into English by a Seattle-based poet, Lina Khalaf Tufaha, who joins us now in the studio. Lina, I understand that after meeting Feza at a panel on Arabic poetry, you began translating some poems that Feza had posted on Facebook and eventually asked if you could translate this new collection. Why did you want to bring Feza's poems into English?
I was so moved when I read Feza's poetry, and her poetry is very much like the person that she is. It's powerful, and it's determined, and it's deeply tender. And I love that combination, and I just don't think there is enough of the voice of Arab women in English poetry, and I think Feza's is a special voice. So I was excited about the opportunity to share it.
Feza, could we hear you read one of your poems, please?
Sure, with pleasure. ليلة أمس ليلة أمس خرجت من رأسي فراشة كبيرة أجنحتها خضراء من ورق الأشجار ثم خرج أطفال كثر
مضربين. Last night, out of my head emerged a large butterfly, wings green as the leaves of trees. Then children emerged, so many, blood-stained, chasing after it. My mother was pleased with her dead brother's visit, and I was busy replacing destroyed cities on the shelves and receiving the dispersed in my home, the dispersed resting against old crucifixes. Last night, my soul left me and returned this morning, wounded with dead I do not know, but they knew me.
That was Last Night from I Am a Visitor on This Earth, read in the original Arabic by Feza Sultan and in the English translation by Lina Khalaf Tufaha. When we were talking a moment ago, you talked about poets being people who see the world differently. Is this what you mean as the way you see the world differently?
I do. And I see the world, in spite of all this ugliness and all this war around the world, I do see the essence of our existence, the beauty of our existence and the beauty around us in every single moment, in every single details. I try to live it. I try to live the beauty around us in nature, in the smile of a human being, a stranger that I don't know, or maybe I know in another world. I try to fight ugliness through beauty. And I think poets can do that.
Lina, thank you for translating Feza's work and reading it for us. I know you grew up here in Seattle and also in Jordan and other countries in the Middle East, so you've both had lives that are shaped by crossing these international borders. What do you each hope that these acts of translation that you're both engaged in, what do you hope that these acts of translation across borders of language and culture, what do you hope that accomplishes?
I think for me, I want to just provide a richer vocabulary of human experience to share. There is so much that we have in common and that we share as human beings, and Feza's poetry really expresses that. But there are also, you know, unique experiences that we have in our own home countries that we can learn about and that can grow our spirits. There's enormous opportunity for empathy. And I think that when you hear a voice like Faiza's, you are reminded about just the resilience of the human spirit, but also the ways in which we can connect. And I think, you know, the more that we reach out in translation, you know, the more opportunities we have to share those experiences.
Faiza, what do you hope that a listener will get from hearing your poems?
Poetry is the language of soul. And it's the soul who's talking. For me, if people like what I write, it means that they like the voices of the victims around the world, especially in the Middle East. I want them to accept and go through the deep side of what's going on in the Middle East and what is beyond the news footage that they see. Those are real people with real family, with real dreams, children like your children. And I hope that will ignite something inside them and the awareness to change what's going on in the world. And we all hope that peace one day will be our goal.
Talking with KUOW's Elizabeth Austin, that's Seattle poet Faiza Sultan. She founded a local publishing house dedicated to translating literature and academic texts from Arabic into English. Poet and translator Lina Khalaf Tufaha is a Seattle native of Palestinian, Jordanian, and Syrian heritage. Her first book of poems, Water and Salt, will be published in 2017. And you can hear Lina Khalaf Tufaha reading some of her own poetry at our website, kuow.org.